to the festival itself.
Back then, it was still the Dunkin' Donuts Newport Folk Festival. You know, I just feel like Jay kind of rounded up several of us and we talked about it a lot. And we're like, this is too important of a festival to let it go down the drains.
I met with George Ween, who admittedly didn't like me and admittedly shouldn't have liked me at all. And I just said, you don't have to like me. And I just think these festivals that you created are too important to the world. And here are 18 pages on why and what should be done.
Join us for episode 2 of Festival Circuit, Newport Folk. Festival Circuit Newport Folk is presented by Osiris Media, proud supporter of the Newport Festivals Foundation. I'm Carmel Holt. The series is co-written, co-produced, and edited by me and Julian Booker, who is also our audio engineer. Production assistance from Zach Brogan. Our executive producers are RJB and Christina Collins. Show logo and art by Mark Dowd. The series theme music is Ruminations Part 3, Afternoon Haze by Stephen Warwick. Thanks to Billy Glassner of the Newport Festivals Foundation for providing archival audio. Many thanks to our folk family guests, Marianne Crook, Allison Pangakis, Art Jenkins, Pete Kagan, Pete Hanlon, Judy Collins, Colin Malloy, Jay Sweet, George Ween, Jim James, Brian Lima, Brittany Howard, John McCauley, Phil and Brad Cook, Margot Price, Jody Whelan, Jess Wolf, Holly Lasik, and Amy Ray. Special thanks to John Hirschler and Sight Sailing of Newport for helping to bring the sounds and experience of the Newport Harbor into this podcast. And with gratitude to Executive Director Jay Sweet for his guidance and support. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. See you next time on Festival Circuit.